Call the meeting to order. First order of business is pledge to the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ready, Gloria?
Yep.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Bauer is absent. Commissioner Stewart?
Present.
Commissioner Murphy?
Present.
Commissioner Callahan is absent. Commissioner Gillette is absent. Commissioner Baker?
Here.
Are there any amendments to the agenda? Item 4, amendments to the agenda?
I don't have anything.
Item 5, special recognition presentations. I don't believe we have any. Before we get to communications, I'd like to make a motion that we move up the item 13, a new business, so that the fire chiefs that are here could be here because they have a meeting that they need to get to.
I'll make a motion.
We can get them out of here.
I'll make a motion to move it up.
So moved.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Not opposed? So carried. Item number 13 is to consider an act and a motion to approve the fiscal year 24-25 public safety budget. And if I could have the fire chiefs that are here, if they could just come up the front row or wherever. Come on. Don't be bashful. We know who you are.
Hi, John. Please state your name.
Micah Messer, Chief Oakdale Fire Company.
I do know that the Chief of Mohegan is not going to be here. He sent me a message earlier, and I have not heard from the Chief in Chesterfield. And Chief Turner's here. All right.
So I submitted all the budgets to the Commission when you guys handed them in.
Okay.
And I believe there's going to be some questions.
Sure. Steve, you have questions?
Well, I guess the obvious question is this budget the total budget that it takes to run the emergency operations of your station?
No, it is not.
I know that there's always a idea that you're only supposed to submit what has already been determined to be the budget, whether it be finance or town council or whoever makes that determination. But I think it would be prudent in the future to submit a budget that reflects what it takes to operate the service. Recognizing that the powers to be will cut it anyway, but at least it's documenting the fact that this is what it takes to operate.
I think as far as Oakdale is concerned, and I believe the other departments feel the same way, is that we ask the town for what we need to continue. Anything that basically, as I'm concerned, the money comes in, the money goes out. An ambulance now costs almost $500,000. And, we put money away for that. We take a loan out. We pay on the loan. As long as the ambulance insurance money is covering the cost of the expenses of the ambulance and the expenses of anything above and beyond what the town is giving us, we're fine with that. We view that as saving the taxpayers money, utilizing the insurance money to cover the extra costs. The 3%, it's really not much of anything on the grand scheme of things. It just kind of keeps, because cost of living goes up. So we're adding a little bit on to try and, cover those costs. With the ambulance almost doubling in price over the last few years, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to be able to afford to pay for it. I think, you know, our direction is probably going to be a remount, which is going to save us a good chunk of money so that we could be able to afford to make that change. But my goal for Oakdale is to try and utilize the money that comes in through insurance as much as possible to cover the expenses and not burden the town with the extra money that's necessary to operate the department.
One other question, the fuel for the apparatus exclusive of the ambulance, do you go to the Public Works for everything?
I do.
Karen, do you have any questions?
No.
I did. Right?
No. Chief Stewart kind of stole my thunder there. I was going to ask about the question about the fuel as well, because there is quite a variance between departments on fuel consumption. What you've got in here that you're asking for fuel, but I understand now that some of them it's more cost effective to use the town system than it is to travel a great distance to go elsewhere. So, and that was going to be my, I mean, you look at, I believe it was Chesterfield's, for example. Theirs is like, $6,500. Mohegan's is, let's see, 4,000. Montville's like 100, but I assume because of their close proximity to the town, they're getting the fuel from Public Works. And then we've got Oakdale's at 1,500, so I would assume that's probably, like you said, the same.
Yeah, primarily we go to the town garage, but we do top off the trucks once in a while when it's bad outside. I'd rather not take that piece of equipment all the way up the other side of town. You know, it's roughly about 10 miles to go down and back, and when you really look at it, 8 miles maybe, so when you really look at it, at a vehicle that gets less than 4 miles to the gallon, you go through 4 or 5 gallons every time you go to fill up a truck. I don't know if that's really cost effective. In my opinion, it's probably not. But years ago, the town made the choice to have us go and fill up Oakdale. I know Montville and Mohegan were always doing it, but Oakdale wasn't. So they made the choice to have us go down to the town garage and fill up down there as a cost savings. We reached out to the vendor that supplied fuel to the town garage, and our tank was too small for them to come up and top off. So, you know, we just went the route that the town was directing. I personally feel that it's not a bad thing to turn the wheels, but I think it's a waste of money to send those big pieces of equipment all the way down to the town garage and back when you're just throwing away 4 to 5 gallons of fuel to top them off.
The only other question I had is on your new equipment replacement. Last year, you were in for $20,000. This year, it's down to $1,500. What does that cover in the budget?
What line was that?
New replacement equipment.
New replacement equipment.
That hand equipment, is that hand equipment?
Yeah, it's all
turnout gear, et cetera, because that's quite a...
Not the turnout gear. Nope. That would be just hand tools, adapters, rescue tools.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Did you say the new replacement, that 1500 is the increase decrease?
Are you looking for that? That's the
increase decrease. Yeah, right, he's
okay.
Looking at
Yeah,
he's last got it. Column.
I got it. I'm good. Thank you.
My other question for you, Chief, without giving me your exact number, could you estimate what it costs your department for Oakdale to run totally, everything included?
Last year was $318,000.
How much?
$318,000.
$318,000 to operate? Sure. Anything else?
Are you looking for something different with the budget?
No,
how they hand it in and how they itemize it like this.
Am I?
Yes.
No.
Or this commission, I'm not sure. Oh. No. Well, I thought, Steve, didn't you ask, like, if we can just get an overall of what you need the money for?
Well, again, that's up to them. If they're interested in putting out a complete budget request, but, you know, situation is what it is.
Yeah, being that the departments are all, you know, basically privately owned, they're not required to give out their costs. Yeah, but they're available to the public to see because we do receive federal money and reimbursements from Medicare and Medicaid. All that stuff is online. But, you know, sometimes they don't want to give that information up. A town's money is always, I know, I can only speak for Oakdale, I'm assuming everybody else does it, is audited every single year. And the auditor signs off on the town's money that's given to the fire department.
No, I was just thinking, because they take the time to, I mean, at least they're all equal now, I should say, as the subtitles and titles for our budget. They went, every department does the same, which is, that we went through that, which was nice.
I wish they'd make it $100,000 just to beat. Make it easy on everybody. I don't have any. Chief, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Chief Turner? Chief, the only question I have, because I know the budget, if you're willing to give us a rough estimate of what your department spends per year, being the number, you know, busiest in town?
Well, last year's operating cost, because we had a big couple big ticket items, was $430,000 approximate. We had an $80,000 parking lot resurfacing, a couple big ticket replacement items as far as rescue equipment, and I think one new purchase of a medical device, a stair chair that was like $16,000 or $17,000. Other than that, it normally balances out. I would average it on about $350 a year, but unforeseen overruns, costs, whatever, it just adds up. So.
Okay. Are you getting a new ambulance shortly? Soon?
Placed the order in July, I believe. Last July. They say two and a half years. The ambulance came in at 381, and that does not include the power load or the new power stretcher, and that's roughly $50,000 more.
$50,000 just for the load and the stretcher?
Correct. So you're looking at about 4.25 by the time it's all said and done.
That's a lot of money for an ambulance.
Did you take out a loan, or can I ask that question?
I'm sitting on some cash. I don't know what else to. When, how soon it gets there, that's the whole thing. They estimated 2.5 years, so.
Is that a longer period of time now? That
used to be able to get it 90 to 120 days. Now it's no longer.
Anybody else have any questions for the chief?
You want to?
I still feel, again, I'll say the same thing as I said last year. I do think that these budgets are too low. But you guys know what you want to do. I just wanted to go on record as saying that.
About the capital.
Yeah, we'll get to that. If you want to ask them about it. Yeah. While we have you two guys here, we're going to ask you some questions about the capital improvement plan.
Okay.
What's included actually in the capital improvement plan? Is it just apparatus, or is it self-contained breathing apparatus? Is it turnout gear? What's actually in that capital plan?
All the above.
Okay.
There's fire apparatus. There used to be a 30-year plan that we've had set out. There's SCBAs and spare bottles and regular bottles and face pieces that are all broken down in there to be purchased every so many years, because as the packs get to the 20-year mark, there's presently no available retrofit kits to bring them up to the next standard. So it's cheaper in the long run right now to replace the whole pack and bottle at one clip. And then, of course, turnout gear, every couple of years we get so many sets. So it's all in the capital plan there. For, I think it's this year, it's SCBAs and turnout gear. And I believe there's a truck in there also. That's a carryover from the last year.
Good. Because the reason I asked was I noticed that the town for 24-25 is putting in 350K for the next, actually 24-25, 25-26, but then thereon after, it's only 400 from what I'm seeing. I don't know what the price of everything, the way it's going, all of the above, mm-hmm. especially with the apparatus, that's they're having quarterly price increases rather than annual price increases. I don't know that that's going to be able to sustain what we're going to need for those purchases in the future. We might have to have some conversation in the very near future about upping those numbers. And when the town makes a purchase for apparatus, do they do that as a bulk item, or are they doing it? Are we lease purchasing? How are we doing that?
The air packs and bottles and turnout gear, they pay for up front. Past practice has been, it's either gone to a bond, or it's gone to a lease purchase, or if they have it, they pay it outright. So it's been done three different ways, three different times.
I mean, I know that a lot of the departments and a lot of the municipalities are using lease purchase, and also there's certain contracts you can purchase throughout there, HVAC and a couple other ones, that give you a real good discount on your apparatus cost. But as well, I would rather see us, if we're going to do it myself, I would rather see a lease purchase. That way we're not taking a large sum of money out of our reserves to do it. We only have to take small pieces, and we can budget it a lot easier, whether it be for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, whatever that amount of time is. I'd rather see us taking $150,000 a year out than $1 million out in one shot. And that way we can protect our reserves and not drain them too significantly. Just my opinion.
Anything else, Pat?
No, that's, I'm good. Thank you.
Chief, you have a ladder truck replacement.
Yes, sir.
The plan for 25-26, $1.8 million.
That's a guess.
That's a guess. Mm-hmm. How long to make it?
How long to make it?
Yeah, how long is it?
They're predicting, well, fire apparatus right now is roughly 2 years.
So if the truck is due to be replaced by law?
The new NFPA standard came out in January, I believe it was. I started to go through it. There's a lot of recommendations in there. I haven't finished going through it, so I don't know exactly what all the recommendations are. But it's always been past practice with them. As long as it passes testing, I think you're pretty good. But I can't really say without finish reading the 1900 standard.
So what I never understand about that is, you know, when these towns and cities get to the end of your life on these ladder trucks, they sell them to another town somewhere, and they run them for another 10 years.
Correct.
Yep. Doesn't make sense to me.
That there is the word out there that they say 25 years and they're going to scrap them. I didn't do that. I don't think anybody would afford to replace things like that, especially at $2 million a clip. I don't know. Like I said, I got to finish reading that standard. I'm not through it yet. I just got it. So that's where I guessed last year. I think that was last year. I guessed about 1.8 because it was like 1.2. And I think it was 5 or 7% on top of it, and that's about where it came out to, and rounded up.
If you could you send that to me, the NFPA standard?
I can try, yes.
Yeah, if you can. I know it's pretty long. It's a boring read.
Yeah, it is.
But I was reading some of it online, but if you have this, I appreciate it. And then I can give it to everybody else here also. The only other thing that I see that I'm not, and this is just myself, that the replacement for the rescue of M37 for $625,000, I just don't see it at this time. I don't.
I can't speak on.
No, I know that, Chief. I get it. I understand. Just my own personal feeling is I don't think that it, at this time, with this ladder truck coming down the road, that I mean, without having the chief here for me to ask him what the condition is of the one that he has now, I don't know. I just think that's an awful lot of money to be putting at Chesterfield for a rescue truck.
Is there anybody here from Chesterfield that can talk?
No. What did I say? Oh. I can tell right away you didn't want to say anything. That's why I said no.
No, I didn't mean it to be.
All right. Well, again, that's just my thought on that. Without having him here, he'll have to, you know, we can pass it on, and he'll have to answer to the town council. And I'll, you know, make my...
Well, wouldn't the paid people who work on that, that take that apparatus out, wouldn't they know if it needed to be? Or we... that's what I meant by Chesterfield. I did not mean to do Commissioner Stewart.
Well, I would rather hear from the chief on that, because that's his department. He put it in, and why he thought that, and what his membership thought. I would like to hear that. And, you know, again, he will have his opportunity to explain that. It won't be with us, but for the town council. Unless he shows up.
If I can add one thing to that, on the capital plan, the money that's listed there for the SCBAs, that is been a continuing purchase. Right now, Oakdale is complete, Chesterfield is complete, I believe Mohegan is halfway. This would finish them off and then start the process at the Montville stations. So that's roughly 20 air packs, that price right there, that's on that sheet for that capital improvement, with bottles and face pieces.
Okay. Any other questions for the chief? Thank you, chief. Do you guys want to make a motion to... I did speak with the chief of Mohegan. Again, they put in the same, pretty much the same as everybody else. He told me that his yearly expenses this year were roughly $450,000 to $500,000 for his budget for the whole...
Did he say because he had big purchases too?
I would imagine so, yeah, because it's up from the previous year, yeah. Somebody want to make a motion to pass the fire department budgets?
So moved. I'll second it.
And you also want to include in there the capital improvement plan, Steve?
Sure.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the fire department budgets as submitted, as also with the capital improvement plan. Is there a second?
Second.
I second that.
Yeah. Second, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Thank you, Chief. You guys all set? Sure. Oh, do you want, we'll get to that in 1 second. Okay.
Gary.
Yes, sir.
The motion says public safety budgets. Does that include the police department? Or
yeah, no? We're going to get to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before you.
Yeah, these guys, they had to leave, so.
I got you.
Number six, communications, copies of the monthly statistics reports for the fire department, fire marshal, police, animal control, and building official. I believe we got them all but the building. I didn't get the building.
Nothing from the building department, and missing Chesterfield and Mohegan monthly reports.
As I stated already to Commissioner Stewart, when I get them, I forward them on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so noted. All right, item number seven, to consider and act on a motion to approve the minutes of the regular minute meetings of January 22nd, 2024. A motion?
Move to accept.
Second? Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed.
I have to abstain as I was a member of the commission at the time.
Did you second?
No.
Or Commissioner Baker is abstaining because he wasn't here. Okay, item number 8, remarks from the public. On agenda items only, with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public?
Good evening. Timothy Condon, 51 Gallup Lane, Waterford, Connecticut, president of Montville Firefighters. I just want to comment on about the budgets you have before you this evening. In the fire protection budget, you have a number in there that states $176,000 per firefighter that appears under the salaries line. After going back and forth with the fire marshal, that number may be a bit deceiving. As you know, the way we do our budgets by line items, that number shouldn't appear in totality in that one line item because I'm under the assumption that that includes health insurance, FICA, Social Security, pension benefits, health care, all that stuff. So what should only appear in that line item would actually be just the salary of the firefighter, which is greatly reduced. Probably around $60,000 is what should appear there per firefighter. In the attempt to try to give you what a total number would look like, I think that's where the 176 comes from, but it is deceiving because I think that's a total number. So just to point out, after seeing it myself, I tried to go over that number, and we keep coming up with about $113,000 per firefighter, which actually is a number that was actually given by the town during arbitration. And if you'd like, I've made copies for the board members. I can show you how that was broken out when the town supplied it as evidence. The next thing I just wanted to point out is that should you decide not to endorse firefighters, the next line item down, overtime needs to be greatly increased. If you don't go to 16 firefighters, you're still supplying 4 firefighters per shift. So with what we've come up with, and I know it's a lot of numbers and I'm tight on time, but it's $113,000 per person, roughly. If you were to not support any new hiring, the total increase to the budget just for overtime would have to be roughly $342,000. And then you'd have to increase what you actually see before you on the current overtime, because the way our overtime is computated is we get time and a half after so many hours. So the way that it was calculated with the 3 positions, you've already hit the time and a half. So all of the existing money would have to be increased. And just to point out, when you see your year-to-date on those budget items, that, I believe, was taken November 3rd, which only represents 1 month of the new schedule. So that 90-something thousand of the 140 only represents 1 month. So a better would be to get a more accurate year-to-date of where we are now. Granted, we're down more positions. But there is a cost effectiveness to hiring. It's equal right now. If the town wanted to save some money, you'd have to calculate out the balance of finding out where you offset overtime to how many people, and it's probably one vacancy. Just rough numbers. But if you'd like to see that, I made enough copies for all of you to see what was put in for the numbers of salaries, pension, payroll, fringe benefits, gear, radios, and putting in the overtime for vacation that comes with the new year. So if you want to see it, I can give it to Paul and he can show it to you when it comes up.
You don't have a copy right now, you said?
I have this one copy. I've made copies for all of you. I can give it to you. That's it.
Thank you.
Any other remarks from the public? Any other remarks from the public? Chief Turner, did you want to say something?
I'm just going to quill a rumor that's going around. The Montville Firehouse is wide open. It's not closed. Last Thursday, I believe it was, I was contacted by the mayor that there was an air quality issue that was double the state's limit in radon. Someone had a test done, unbeknownst to me, or never been notified of the test, and I never saw any results or anything. So I hired another company, Mystic Air Quality, to come in, and they have set tests today. They should go out on Thursday, I think it was, and hopefully get the results by the first of next week. With radiation, it's basically radiation. There's ways of fixing the problem, but the career staff was taken out of there because it was a health risk problem. It was the complaint, I believe, wasn't it, Mr. Mayor? So instead of keeping them in that environment, we moved them to Mohegan, where they sit now for 24 hours. So the Montville Fire Company is only being staffed by volunteers. But it blew up on Facebook, the Montville News, that the Montville Firehouse was closed. The firehouse is not closed. It's wide open. It's just going to be not staffed by any career staff at this time until problems can be rectified and fixed correctly.
Okay. And if there is overboard, do they give you an estimate of the time it take to get it remediated?
No. You're going to have to have somebody come in and do what they do for remediation. I think it's put in some kind of system or something. I've been looking it up. I'm not sure. Cost, I'm not sure of nothing. I'm at the beginning stages. So the next 5 days, I'm in limbo at least. So that's where we're at. I'm just trying to quell the rumor that the firehouse is closed. There's a for sale sign going up, going on. Yeah, it's because everybody's in an uproar over it.
Are they doing a complete air test of the whole building or just the basement?
Basement was where the guy from Mystic Air Quality said that that's where the radon would be, if that's indeed what true, because it sinks to the bottom. And being Connecticut, we're a granite state, that's where it comes from. It leaches out of the ground. So I think everybody's house has probably got it.
So if I get this right, you're moving, the mayor moved them to Mohegan out of abundance of caution, but not to say they couldn't be on the first floor?
They could probably be on the first floor. Like I said, I don't know how high the number is.
Oh, okay.
And err on the side of caution. I mean, they seem to think it's a health risk and whatnot. So evidently, by what I read, after so many years, I think it's 30 years, it becomes an issue. So instead of leaving them in a bad environment.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay.
Chief, is your basement and first floor being tested? The whole building?
The basement is the only thing right now being tested. Because after talking to him, that's where he said that the concentrations would be. I can end up having the whole building tested if I wanted it or need it.
The only reason I asked is you had mentioned that highest concentration or the concentrations in the basement, but yet the first floor is fine, then that might make a decision easier to go back to the previous way that everybody was detailed. So I don't know if it costs you any more to have that first floor tested as well or not.
It probably cost me a couple dollars more, but let's see what the next 5 days bring, and then we'll move forward.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. All right. Any other remarks in the public? Any other remarks in the public? Any other remarks in the public? So you know, we'll move on to item number 9, remarks from department heads.
Dave Radford, Lieutenant Montville Police. We'll start out with our monthly statistics. For the month of January, we had 1,093 calls for service. Enforcement action, we had 41 infractions issued, 12 misdemeanor summonses, 208 written warnings, for a total of 261 citations. We are also kind of spearheading now, obviously, for the current time anyway, with the ACO change, sending in their report. So I'm just going to run down their numbers real quick for you. For the town of Montville, animals impounded were 6, 2 sold as pets, There was 42 complaints investigated, one animal bite investigated, two enforcement actions taken for a total of 63 calls for service for the town of Montville. For the town of Salem, there was one animal impounded. There were nine investigations, complaints investigated. There was one bite investigation for a total, I didn't total it up, for a total of 11 incidents in Salem. On February 16th, I'm just going to read, we had a run for heroes that came into town. I'm just going to basically read the letter that the chief sent out to the fire companies and all those that partook in the run for heroes. On February 16th, 2024, Running for Heroes came to the town of Montville to celebrate the life and legacy of Montville Police K-9 Barrett and Connecticut State Police K-9 Broco, both of whom were killed in the line of duty. To honor the fallen canines, a memorial run was scheduled, followed by a flag ceremony. The Camp Oakdale Pavilion was chosen as the site to conduct the ceremony, and an all-call went out to our Montville fire companies to assist. Our fire companies certainly did not disappoint. From the trucks and ambulances to the beautiful American flag, Morgan, our 13-year-old youth runner, could not have received a warmer welcome. Topping that off, Canteen, under the direction of Public Safety Chairman Gary Murphy, provided our officers, firefighters, and special guests with hot food, drink, and the cold, blustery night. I'm truly thankful for the commitment Montville has for public safety. As they say, no man is an island. And clearly, this event would not have been this special without your assistance. Please extend my personal thank you to all your volunteers who helped to make this a night to remember. I'm honored to work alongside the men and women of our fire service. This 13-year-old female came from New Jersey. It's a nationwide organization, nonprofit. She came from New Jersey up here to Montville to run 2 miles, one for each canine that night. It was quite the event that we Montville showed their colors well. I also wanted to just pass along that I had applied for a grant and I was able to complete the application, and the town of Montville received a high-risk rural roads radar speed enforcement grant. This grant affords the town of Montville $56,206.87 towards speed enforcement on our town roads only. It excludes any state roads. We have a specific list of roads that we were allowed to shoot radar on. Of that money, $13,400 will go towards the purchase of four brand new radars as part of the grant to accomplish this enforcement. That's all I have time.
Could I get a list of the roads you'll be on?
Route 32, 160. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Budgets are going to be following.
Say that again?
Our budgets
are going to be following, I understand.
Yeah, we're going to do them up shortly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to stay.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. Activity report for the month of January 2024, 39 business inspections and apartments, one new business inspection, two fire investigations, did 33 incident responses, three burn permits were issued, three construction project inspections, one sprinkler inspection, and one complaint was investigated. During the month of January, a total of 8 hours was spent on emergency management duties. Last Monday, the newest of the two firefighters started his assignment on the west side of town, Noah Dombrowski. It's been 1 week today. He's progressing nicely. He's riding third right now with the on-duty crews. He works Monday through Friday from 7 to 3:24. Right now, he's been working in the Chesterfield and Oakdale stations. On March 18th, Josh Braga, the second of the two new hires, will start. At that point, Noah will be moved to the east side of town, and Josh will start on the west side of town for approximately 4 weeks. After that, career staff will be hired back to train them individually in the individual stations. I do have the papers that Tim was talking to you about. I'll give those out to you.
Sure.
Thank you, Steve.
So when we're going over your budget?
Yes.
You're going to talk and say you want this included into that new budget?
That's the numbers that it should be.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul. Any other department heads? Moving on to committee report and liaison reports. Reports from fire department. Commissioner Perkins?
Yeah. Like I was telling Commissioner Stewart earlier, Chesterfield and Mohegan still have to send in their incident report. I did forward January's incident report to everybody but Town Councilman Sebelia. I apologize for that. I'll send that out to you. I also was going to bring up what Chief Turner said, that the Montville Fire Department is not closed, that there is 24-hour coverage right now at Mohegan Firehouse and Chesterfield and Oakdale. Nothing has changed with them. I'm working with the fire marshal regarding the firefighters for the community booklet, the project I said I was going to take on to get their pictures out there to the community booklet that go out to all Montville residents. I know the police are going to be doing that as well. And also needed to bring up, I apologize, I have to get the date. If somebody knows the farmer's market, they're having the same first responder date. I had the date, I'm sorry, it was written on something else, that they want the fire trucks to see it in the police if they want to participate in the first responder night at the farmer's market. Also, the chiefs, I know what we just passed their budget. I think if they want any more money, I think they should go to the finance committee meeting and request it. I've gone to a couple of them, and it doesn't hurt to sit there and tell them that you want more money. And that's all I have right now.
Thank you. The report was already given by the police department on the animal control, so Tracy's not here. Ricky's not here. Chief, do you have any update on Commissioner Gillette? How he's doing? Dave, anybody? Thank you. Steve, anything from the building department?
Nope.
No more. Fire chiefs are not here. Item number 12, unfinished business. I have nothing to report. Nothing was given to me. Just going to keep it on here.
Can I just go back to me for a minute?
Sorry,
can I just, I want to make note that to let the fire departments know and the police that the community night at the farmer's market is scheduled for June 25th from 4 to 7. They'd like to have a touch a truck like they've done in the past. If the firehouses can get back to us to see, and if the police, if you guys are available, would like to participate in that evening. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to leave item 12 on the agenda. Item number 13, new business, to consider an act and a motion to approve the fiscal year 24-25 public safety budget. Lieutenant Radford, do you want to come up? Floor is yours, man.
Sorry?
Floor is yours.
What do you want to know?
I think you should probably be nice if you read in the, your cover letter for the record.
Okay. It's two pages, so bear with me. So this was Finance Director Griffin. This letter is being written to explain the requested increases in our 2023-2024 budget line items. Police services. The first requested increase involves the police salaries and the addition of two new police officers, exact cost to be figured out by finance. With the increased demands of the Police Accountability Act, the minimum coverage agreed upon between the union and the town, additional manpower would help alleviate the overtime expenses. The agreement between the town and the Board of Ed has also taken the three police officers off the road and typically calls for service would help dictate the need for additional manpower on the road. The second increase involves the overtime line item. We have in recent years been able to keep the overtime budget in the area of, if not below, the allotted amount. Again, with the increased demands of the Police Accountability Act and the unfunded mandates that come with it, overtime is a necessary evil. This line item is also affected by the minimum patrol numbers agreed to by the union in the town, which alleviates officer safety issues. Another factor involves the increase in responsibilities placed on the police department when it comes to investigations and administrative duties. This number will definitely be over budget this current year due to the above factors and others. We are uncertain as to the actual number that will be needed, but a reasonable next step would be to increase the overtime line item from $350,000 to $450,000. This will keep us in the same ballpark as we strive to minimize any unnecessary overtime as we can. The third increase involves the canine expense line item, which is actually removing the safety equipment line item and combining it with the canine line item. Each line item has $500. We would like to remove the safety line item and combine it with the canine line item for $1,000 total. The fourth increase involves the law enforcement programs line item. This line item is currently $1,300, and we are requesting it to be increased to $13,000. There are several reasons for the increase. The main reason involves our annual department assessment for the Law Enforcement Council. We've typically taken this fee out of the training line item, which significantly hinders our training abilities. We have been able to make it work in the past, but with our newly gained responsibilities, and not to mention the Police Accountability Act, we are faced with a much larger scale of mandated training and increased unfunded mandates. We're responsible for an $11,500 assessment fee this upcoming year. The remainder of the law enforcement program's money is for programs we need to join for the positions held. The fifth difference is simple. We are requesting the equipment funding line item to be simply be retitled to prisoner meals. There are also changes that need to be made to the budget rationale page of this proposal. See attached. I also believe the budget for the overtime grants should be adjusted to give a better idea of the grant funding received. We can never have the exact number, but a closer one could be achieved. For example, you list $50,000. We currently have approximately $62,000 from a DUI grant and approximately $50,000 from a DRE grant annually. We also have options for other smaller grants, but the $112,000 figure is closer to what is granted, and it states in the budget rationale page, grant overtime reflects the anticipated award. And again, like I mentioned before, we just got the additional $56,000 grant. Public safety building. The only increase to this budget is based off of last year's costs for water and sewer charges. We increased the budget by $500. Dispatch. The first increase is for the training and conferences line item. The budget was $800 for 4 full-time dispatchers. We now have 8 full-time dispatchers, which are also all trained for police dispatching as well. They all have to recertify annually on everything, which drives the cost of training up. The second increase is for the uniforms line item. The budget was $1,500 for 4 full-time dispatchers. Again, we now have 8 full-time dispatchers and need to outfit all of them with the new appropriate uniforms. Respectfully submitted.
Dave, what are some of the unfunded mandates?
We have a lot of training. There's a lot of increase in use of force training. We have a lot more hands-on for. There's a big chunk under the use of force. Chief, do you want to speak to some of that? You're a little more versed on the exact than I am.
Bill Blanchett, Chief of Police. One of the biggest mandates that we're required to achieve is that accreditation. And accreditation gave us a certain time frame to get where we needed to be, which was January 1st. We got Tier 1 accreditation. I've explained that before, but in doing so, I had to pull one of the officers off the road. And just pulling that officer off the road created probably 3 overtime shifts a week that I had to fill. We're going on Tier 2 accreditation right now. Again, it's an unfunded mandate. This was thrust upon all the departments in the state in 2019. I have that officer back on the road 2 days a week now, so we're trying to mitigate as much overtime as we can. But you know, the training is certainly a huge part. We get things from the Connecticut General Assembly weekly on proposals that they want. I actually started forwarding them, I can't speak, to the mayor, because it's just more additional things that you know, the lawmakers are looking to pass. And again, I know there's a good reason behind many of these things, but at the end of the day, it's going to be more cost to the town if this legislation passes, which is why I've been giving them to the mayor so he can review them as well in the event that they come up.
Okay, thank you. While I'm here, I don't know if either one of you can answer this. The prisoner meals. So we have, do we still have an agreement with the prison taking care of,
all male prisoners that fit the criteria, meaning that they don't have mental health issues that we're dealing with, they don't need medical care right away. Corrigan has been, Lieutenant Radford and I met with the warden and a couple of the deputy wardens over there. They've been kind enough to give us the home host town benefit, where we're able to bring our male prisoners over there. Female prisoners we keep, and obviously male prisoners that they won't take, we have to keep, and those are the ones that we provide food for. And contrary to popular belief, there's, I believe, as many females in this town that get arrested as males. We seem to have a lot of female prisoners, but. So, you know, that's, if we're keeping them over the weekend, that's three meals a day times, you know, at least 2 days.
Can we get those meals from the prison? The state police do it.
Yeah, but it's, again, state agency to state agency. Okay. And right now, they're actually doing more for us than they bargained, because not only are they housing our male prisoners, the state marshals, the transport marshals, have been picking up our prisoners and bringing them to court if they're at Corrigan. So I don't want to, you know, upset the apple cart and ask for too many things. And if we can't afford a Happy Meal from McDonald's a couple times a week, then, you know, I don't want to ruin the agreement over there.
I hear you. So. We do have negotiated prices with McDonald's for a fixed breakfast meal and then a fixed lunch and dinner meal. And we have been, you know, obviously we don't have a true number because it hasn't been a year yet, but our average $15 to $20 a month has been our average. At the most, I mean, last month we only paid $4.44. That was our bill for McDonald's. But I can tell you right now, this past 2 weeks, we've been slammed with prisoner meals. We've had quite a few guests. So we're starting, you know, in relations to the prisoner meal line item, we're switching to that, and we're starting off with that number to hope that that's going to be adequate for the year.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I have a quick question on the dispatch budget. I know everything in there is, virtually everything in there is computer controlled these days. I don't see anything on here regarding annual fees for software. Is there any?
Pen.
This little pen?
Maybe.
Yeah, the fees for software, a lot of the programs, or I shouldn't say a lot, some of the programs are covered by IT, and some of them we absorb the costs in the budget that they have. You know, power phone, things of that nature, we have annual fees. And, you know, we're, obviously we haven't been in the running the dispatch world for long, but we're learning of other costs, and, you know, our budgeting is, we're kind of trying to guess and make it work the best we can.
Well, it's just covered. Thank you.
The other thing, the question I had too, is on the dispatchers, part-time dispatcher salaries. Why do we still have part-time dispatchers if we have 8 full-time guys?
We have used part-times before. We've run into a couple times where we've had, if a dispatcher's sick or a couple are sick and nobody's able to work the others, we've had to go to the part-time dispatchers before to cover that cost, or that shift, rather. Because, again, we have eight dispatchers, and all eight of them are in their rotation, so if one of them comes out of rotation and nobody can cover it, we have a hole.
Okay.
Which has happened.
Anybody else have any other questions for the PD?
Yeah, Chief, Lieutenant, I'm sorry. We, in your capital improvement plan, which I was looking through, I didn't see all the way out to 28-29. I didn't see anything in there about vehicle replacement.
Our vehicles get replaced through Public Works. All our vehicles are in capital improvement under Public Works.
Under DPW?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's where you get all your fuel, too, obviously. So there's...
We use gas. We don't use fuel, sir.
Hmm? Yeah, right. But, you know, it doesn't reflect a true budget of what it takes to operate the fire departments, the police departments, because they use a lot of fuel. All these departments, virtually, and I just... surprised. I don't know where, somewhere along the line, somebody decided that that's just Public Works. They're going to take care of it. But
I mean, well, it is simple enough to get the readout of each.
Oh, I know, but
each truck. I mean, that's something you want. We could.
And I have done that. Yeah. But it doesn't reflect what it takes to operate a department.
Yep. Any other questions for the? Please. Thank you. Do you want to make a motion on this?
I'll make a motion. Pass police budget.
Second.
As submitted?
Yes.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the police department budget as submitted, along with the capital improvement plan also?
Yep. Yes.
Are there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Who's next?
Fire marshal budget.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
I have been corrected that we need to do a roll call vote on the last. Hold on 1 second, Paul. Lauren, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
4-0, all in favor? All right.
Do we have to do that on the fires, too?
We probably should go back and do that on the fire also.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gloria. That's why you get paid the big money. Somebody want to make a motion on the...
I'll make what?
On the fire.
To go back to...
Just to approve them. We can just go back and approve them.
The fire department budgets and capital plan.
Yeah.
Make a motion to pass the fire department budget.
And capital plan.
And capital improvement plan.
There a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Roll call vote.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner
Perkins?
Yes.
Good evening, Paul.
Hello.
Go ahead, Paul. Would you like to explain your budget with us?
So my budget consists of three separate budgets: emergency management, the fire marshal, and fire protection, which covers the career staff and maintenance on all town fire apparatus. There are some increases in here. My increases are basically economic increases because prices are going up. The two major increases you'll see under fire protection, the equipment maintenance and repair,
Last year, the Finance Committee only gave me $50,000. I used $85,000 the year before. So I'm asking for $80,000 this year, and that, again, is for maintenance on all fire apparatus, all town-owned fire apparatus. The other increase is under equipment, which I've been speaking to the finance director. I'm getting that line item renamed to fire gear, not equipment. That's for turnout gear. The finance committee cut my $20,000 gear budget last year to $4,000. I can't even buy one set of gear with that. So the $40,000 increase is I have two sets of gear I still have to replace from last year that I couldn't afford to do. I got two more this year. We just hired two guys who have to have turnout gear. And by the collective bargaining agreement, each firefighter is required to have two sets of turnout gear. That includes two helmets, two sets of fire gloves, two sets of extrication gloves, two sets of fire boots. So that's what the $40,000 request is for, as far as that goes. Everything else pretty much is just because the economics are so bad, I had to increase it. The training budget in the firefighters, trainings and conferences, I'm asking for an increase to $5,000. The reason for that is, again, economics, the prices are going up. It's $400 right now for an EMT refresher. And I have eight or nine guys right now that are on a cycle together. So that $5,000 would just about be eliminated in one EMT refresher with eight, nine guys. And as the as Tim said earlier, the three career firefighters I'm requesting for next budget, I want to amend the number that the finance director put on there to $113,669.
So $114,000 per firefighter?
Correct.
Say it again, 113?
Well, to round up to 114, but it's 113,669 instead of the 176 that she has listed.
And does she agree with that?
I don't know where she got the 176 from, but this is the number of what it would cost.
Well, what was that line item for?
That was for the three firefighters, the three additional to meet minimum manning. And I don't know why you don't have my capital improvement, but I submitted a capital improvement to the finance director for, I want to say it was like $30,000. What my intent is with that is to replace all the current AEDs in all the town buildings. The ones that are in there now are refurbished. And it's very difficult to get refurbished ones now. They're almost the cost for brand new ones. So I need to replace all the AEDs and all the town buildings, get them up to current standards.
What is that dollar amount?
I don't have the exact dollar amount, but it's right around $30,000 or $40,000. It's almost $4,000 a unit.
And that was for the, what, 2425 or 2526?
2425.
On your capital plan, you've got in here for $21,140.
Okay.
To replace AEDs.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
And
oh, it is in there.
One in here for a radio system upgrade at $65,508.
That's for the 800 band radios.
When's that going to happen?
It's whenever the state gets around to giving it to us.
Is that for 2425 too? I don't have mine out.
That's
2425.
That includes one portable radio for every career firefighter, one for myself, one for my deputy, and two mobiles, one for my truck and one for my deputy's truck.
What about the apparatus?
That's up to the volunteer departments to get the money for that.
So, you're going to have two systems.
Right now, we will have two systems until the 800 band takes over, and then we won't have the high band anymore.
What
until everybody gets, because the 800 band radios are expensive, and not everybody can get them all at once. So dispatch will simulcast off the bands we have now to the 800 band.
So then you said that it's up to the fire departments to make that change within the apparatus.
To get their own radios for their vehicles.
So another, you're at 65 grand, it's got to be about the same to, we've got to swipe truck, we got to swap the trucks over, we got to swap portables over. Again, the capital plan's going to take a pretty hard hit.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe, didn't they ask at a town council meeting last year for funding to be set aside for that?
Yes, because we had a meeting. We all met.
Right.
Remember, we had that committee meeting going on with the radios.
Yep.
There is money, I think, they put out from the ARPA funds. Yep.
Right.
Well, I think they're going out for a grant.
Yeah, some are grants. Some have already got them.
Right.
Wasn't there also some LOSIP money that was requested?
Yeah, LOSIP. There's a lot of places they're getting it from. So, why? I already know the answer, but for the record, why can't paid firefighters that come on duty use a portable that's on one of the fire trucks that they'll be driving for the day?
They probably could, but the career firefighter radios have identifiers identified to them. In a Mayday situation, if they can't talk, they have emergency buttons on their radios that they can hit. As of right now, I hate to say it, there is no accountability at a house fire. Nobody knows who's inside and who's outside. If the career firefighters have their radios with their identifiers in them and they go down, they hit their button, we know right away that firefighter A is in trouble, and the RIT team or the FAST team can go in and do what they're supposed to do. Also, if they're on an ambulance call, same thing. They hit the button, dispatch knows. 598 is at this address for an EMS call, and he's in trouble. Instead of M400 portable or M36 portable. So,
okay.
And I maintain them.
Wanted to get it on the record. So, on your request for three new guys.
Yes.
One, it was never requested by the mayor, my understanding, to go for three more people. There was no request from the town for you to look to get three more people. Is that correct?
I was told with the negotiations last time, the union and the town made an agreement they would cover the open shifts with overtime until next budget year, and then I was to put in for three new people, get whoever I can get, but put in for the three new people to make up for the increase in the minimum manning.
And that's in writing somewhere?
I don't know if it's in writing, but the former mayor told me that, and the union president told me that.
So in the collective bargaining agreement that was just agreed to by the town, in there is a minimum staffing requirement in that contract?
Right now, yes, 16. With the new contract. It was previously 13. Now it's 16.
Which is why you're requesting for three new firefighters.
Correct. Just to make up the minimum manning.
But I guess my question is, I don't understand how three individuals are going to get detailed out to the four shifts when the collective bargaining agreement clearly states two firefighters have to be together at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So now if the ambulance goes out, the three of them are going to go out.
No.
One can't stay back, not according to the contract.
Right.
So what do we do with the third guy? He's on the ambulance call for help, I've fallen, I can't get up.
There's
two of them go. There's no one.
Three of them has to go.
There's no one left behind.
There's four on a shift, right?
There's four people on a shift.
There's two east, two west.
It's still four people on a shift.
But you're adding three, an odd number.
Well, 3 plus 13 is 16.
To cover the holes that are created. Each shift, I have four shifts. A shift, B shift, C shift, and D shift.
Understood.
They cover two stations.
Mm-hmm.
Two guys in each station.
Mm-hmm.
You add that up, that's 16 people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is. That's 16 people.
Right now we have funding for 13. Based prior to the recent contract. So we only had to have one in a station at that time. So we're still operating on that. In that regard. Just fill in the holes. And the three additional would, like you said, bring it up to 16. You'd have eight east, eight west available in two-man shifts.
But covering with overtime is less expensive than covering with a full-time employee.
No, yeah. Covering with overtime is more expensive than covering with a full-time employee.
How can that be? If you're covering if you're going to hire a full-time employee, you're looking at a salary plus associated benefits. You're paying overtime, you just pay an overtime, period, end of discussion, time and a half. So how is it not cheaper? How is it not less expensive?
Because if you have a grade A firefighter who's making $32 an hour
mm-hmm.
versus a grade D firefighter who's making $26 an hour,
mm-hmm.
that grade A firefighter is going to be making overtime, which is going to cost the town more money, versus a grade D firefighter working straight time isn't going to cost the town all that more money.
But adding three employees
mm-hmm.
is going to cost you $113,669 each.
As a startup cost.
Startup cost.
Correct. That's gear, salary, the works. But their annual salary is $58,737
mm-hmm.
versus a grade A firefighter whose salary is 60, 70, 80,000.
I don't see that.
But you're also adding $22,000 for health insurance,
mm-hmm.
$13,000, $13,500 for pension.
Mm-hmm. That's per year.
I guess
my point being, looking at your budget, you have in there. You got to find it here. For overtime, you're budgeting this coming year. You're budgeting for $160,000 in overtime this coming year. 113,669 times three certainly exceeds $160,000 as your budget for overtime to cover open shifts.
Those numbers came from the finance director.
I know that, but it's more money. To hire full-time employees, it's more money
mm-hmm.
than paying overtime.
Did you not indicate that number of 160 increase for overtime should be 342,000? Did I not just hear that?
He didn't.
The 160.
He didn't.
Said that's not a true number because this 96 that it's used so far, because you all became full-time, firefighters on starting, I believe it was October 1st.
You talking the 176 number?
No, we're on the 160, the overtime.
Okay.
So I heard it tonight.
Jim.
The overtime was calculated in here at 160, which was indicated that that's not a true number. It should be 342,000 because the overtime was based off of not four men on.
That number that Tim mentioned was if the town decided not to hire the three firefighters, it would have to be increased to 300,000 to cover.
Additional.
Right, an additional 300,000.
On top of the 160?
Yes.
So.
Which is a total of over 500,000.
Where did I get the number?
Okay.
So 538,000 is roughly what the finance director is saying to us at 176.3, that's what she's saying, it's going to cost per firefighter. And you guys are saying that we're looking at about a $60,000 difference in your estimations. That's a lot of money.
It is. And I don't know where she got that number from. But based on everything right now, to hire one firefighter with prices as they are, $113,000, not $176,000.
This, that one sheet?
Yes.
I certainly would like to have the finance director here to answer that question, because we're getting numbers that are all over the chart here. She's the one.
Weren't you inviting her to this meeting, Gary, from last month? Wasn't she supposed to come this meeting?
I mean, she's the one that can give us the accurate information. Nothing personal, but I mean, if it's her numbers, I'd like to know. I'd like her opinion on the whole thing as well.
Absolutely.
And nothing personal.
None taken.
So, Tim, these were not from you. These are from the finance director.
That's from arbitration. That's what the town testified that that's what it was.
No. All right.
Mr. Mayor, do we have enough time to delay this until next month to approve this, or do we... Is there a timeline that we have to have these budgets approved?
That's,
I know everybody's got their part of it.
Full-time people. That's not accurate. That's not accurate.
I haven't even looked at it myself. I haven't had my time to review it, to consider anyone's budget yet. So
you have or have not?
I have not. On mine.
What I would recommend that we do is either pass it or fail it, and whatever one that we decide, add a note in it to the town council that we don't think that the numbers that are showing what the firefighter cost is correct, either at the low number or at the high number, and that her come and explain it to the town council, because they're going to make the final decision anyway. It doesn't matter. You know, we're just recommending. Yeah. So let's just recommend to them, let them do the, to have them come before her and let them ask the question.
Well, then.
Ultimately, the biggest part of this budget is approving the general idea of hiring three more firefighters. Mm-hmm.
Then we can at least vote on emergency management, we can vote on the fire marshal, and then make whatever changes we want in the fire protection, vote on that and pass it on.
Could do that, sure.
I mean, at least it's split. I mean, did we go over the emergency management and fire marshal? There isn't that much change from last year.
We can't budget that. I can't table that budget because of lack of accurate information.
We only have to. So we can recommend that to look at it.
Can I make a motion?
Sure.
Were you going to do
one? Okay. You want to make a motion?
Let's work. I'll go with emergency management. Make a motion to pass that along to the town council. The budget.
Of $136,687?
Yes.
Why don't you do fire marshal with it as well? Do them both.
So we slept. Okay, make a motion. Let me bring that back a little bit. Make a motion to submit emergency management and fire marshal budget to town council.
There a second?
As presented.
Second.
And the fire marshal's budget is $114,739. Roll call vote, Gloria. Yep, the emergency management is $136,687. The fire marshal's budget is $114,739, and that's line item 10830. The emergency management line item is 10810. And a roll call vote, please, on those two items.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
I would like to make a motion that somebody asked this question. Paul, in the expenses on the equipment and maintenance, we have 3 months to go in this budget. You've expended $27,000.
Mm-hmm.
Do you anticipating over the next 90 or so days that we're going to be have major repairs?
Absolutely.
What are they?
Mohegan's Rescue Truck right now is having a brand new generator put in at a price tag of $25,000.
Why would that come out of here?
It's equipment maintenance.
Shouldn't that be something that should be given as a special line item to the town council to spend that money?
I would think so, but I was told it's coming out of my equipment maintenance and repair budget.
How old is that truck?
27.
How old?
2008.
What happened to the generator when they asked?
In blunt terms, it ate itself. It fried. It burned up.
Hydraulic?
I have no idea.
Generator? Is it? What type of generator?
It imploded, is what I was told.
By the fire chief? He's not here tonight. That would be one of those questions we want to ask him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other than that, it's just annual preventive maintenance, which usually comes in at about anywhere from $1,300 to $3,000, depending on what they do.
On the generator?
No. Oh. Preventative maintenance. Oil changes, grease fittings, if any of them need tires.
Pump tests.
I'd like to make a motion that we keep that line item at 50,000. Line item 10880 and the equipment and maintenance repair. They have in there for 80,000, and I think we should keep it at 50.
Wait a minute. You just repeated it twice. What? What did you just say?
It's in there for 80,000. The request is for 80,000.
Yeah.
Last year they requested 50, and I'm recommending that they keep it at the 50,000.
He didn't request it at 50, though. They told him he only could get 50. Is that correct?
I expended 85,000 in 2023. Oh, the finance committee cut that
you.
To
yeah.
50. It's usually 75.
And what was the other one? I'm sorry. I'll go back to that. But that was the 80,000. You want to keep it at 50. And what's the other one?
That was it.
Oh, I thought you said it twice. I'm sorry.
So what year to date, what have you expended, did you say, in that equipment and maintenance line item?
In
2023, I expended $85,567.
Okay.
Last year, the town council, or the finance committee, cut it down to 50,000.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, I've gone well beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it at 50,000 this year, I'm going to go well beyond it again.
If it wasn't for that generator, you may not, though.
Oh, no. That's all preventative maintenance and things break on the fire trucks. I can't foresee that.
How was it? Because I don't know, and I got to ask. How was it determined that that particular generator repair was coming out of your budget? Who determined that?
I was told by the previous mayor that it's coming out of my budget.
I guess I have a problem with that. If that's an emergency repair, then I would think that there's got to be some sort of, there's a fund I know, I believe there could be for emergency or repairs. It's not I'm not saying take it out of reserves, but capital non-reoccurring, I don't know, whatever you got in the budgets, that might be more of an appropriate place to take it.
Seems reasonable.
Equipment and maintenance.
I don't think it should be out of his budget.
Yeah. Equipment and maintenance has always been to replace tires,
right.
Oil change,
catastrophic
a broken mirror.
Yeah.
But when you start talking $25,000 repair job, that's not what that line item was intended for.
That's and a catastrophic.
It was supposed to be that if it was more than $500, right. That,
yeah.
And in the past, when they've had big expenses, when somebody's fire truck's been wrecked in an accident or whatever, they had didn't want to go to insurance, they paid, you know, a special payment on that.
Right.
And, you know, it should be the same thing on this. It shouldn't come out of, again, not your budget.
That invoice hasn't come in yet. The work hasn't been completed. But I don't even have that invoice yet. So that's on top of what you see in my budget now.
I mean, that's I would consider that a catastrophic failure. A pump. Somebody blows up a pump in a truck. Or an engine, a transmission, whatever.
Right.
That shouldn't be coming out of your budget.
Whose budget?
That's above and beyond the scope of what you should be responsible for.
I agree.
The problem is you can't.
I agree.
No, no, I understand what he's saying. I was just curious, like, what budget or what line item should that come out of?
I would imagine they would probably take it out of their non-recurring fund if it's that much money.
Who's?
The town.
The town.
The town would,
so, like, yeah. So
the mayor would make a recommendation to the town council to pay this large bill. They can do whatever, pay for whatever they want.
Or whatever you feel
so
is appropriate.
So he should still keep equipment maintenance and repair in his budget, but only for tires and stuff like that?
Well, it's for tires, oil changes, pump tests, things associated with the town-owned apparatus.
That's yeah.
So then any bill over, any big giant ticket bill?
Well, right now, it's anything over 500 the town is paying for, and the fire departments are paying out of their budget.
I understand
equipment
that.
And maintenance repair, so.
And the town paying for it is in his budget. I only know this because when Bill Bundy was here and we were going over the budget, so I know that they're told that he has to pay for that in his budget.
Anything with the vehicles, $499 and less, the fire departments are responsible for. $500 and above is mine.
So are you suggesting when he gets that, we'll use that generator, when he gets that bill, go to the mayor? I'm not taking it out of my budget.
That's what I would suggest.
No, I'm asking. Yeah. I'm not against it. I'm trying to.
I didn't say you were. I'm just saying that's what I would do.
I mean,
I've done that before. I've gone before the town to request money for blown pumps and things of that nature, transmissions, things that cost money.
But does he have a right as an employee or whatever, or it's his boss, to say, no, this is not coming out of my budget?
Well, that's where I was going to go next. Maybe we should make a motion here to say that, you know, that particular line item, we recommend that have be further reviewed and forwarded to the town council for action. Would that be appropriate? So just to get it on the record, so.
He's an employee and you're his boss, so that's, I know employees, we can't have anything to do with employees, but just questioning, like what you were saying.
I'm not saying that the decision by the previous mayor was wrong.
Oh,
I'm
no,
just
I mean,
just saying that there is a vehicle to get this taken care of other than tearing his budget apart. And we should try to look at using that vehicle to get the money to take care of that rather than take it out of Paul's budget.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
In the many years that I was fire chief and we had expenses, we always went to the mayor's, and all but one was very receptive to having these trucks paid for through funds when it was that much and didn't make it come out of the equipment maintenance repair or large repairs. And the mayors know where what they have in their line items, and you know they discuss it with their finance people and decide where that money can come from. And if it has to come from his budget, well, then it has to. But I would think that you know they have a better understanding of where the money is than what we do.
I can see where it be clean, so it has to do with fire stuff. Throw it in his budget, but he has to have a budget. Like, and you want to, like, bringing it down, he's explaining why he needs to have it up. If they're going to remove it, then I understand bringing it down. But if they're not removing it, and so it's just easy to follow that anything having to do with apparatuses is coming out of the fire marshal's budget, then we need to make sure he gets the money in there.
I mean, I guess the way it's worded, equipment maintenance and repair, the word repair could be a very broad interpretation of that word. What is a repair? Maybe we have to attach a dollar and well, we shouldn't do that really, because that's even further tying our hands. But you know, as Gary said, you know, that's tires, oil changes, batteries, whatever. When you have a catastrophic failure like he's got or they've got, that's a horse of a whole different color. I just think we should get it on the record saying that this is our recommendation for the town council.
Well, hopefully it makes
sense.
Well, that makes sense. So I would, if you want to recommend that, go for it.
how does that go with us with this budget now? We still can't do anything.
Well, we have to.
No, you can still cut it. I mean, you know, I just think we can keep it at 50, and if you know what, if it goes over, then they're still going to pay the bill anyway.
Yeah. Or don't change it. Keep it at 80, and they can take it away.
Well, that is the change. It is being changed to 80. It was at 50.
No, I thought you said keep it at 50.
I am.
Well, then they were changing the budget because he's putting in for it for 80.
Yeah.
Well, if we keep it at 80 and they keep him paying for it, then we're okay. If not, then they can remove the 80.
Okay. And what was the other part you guys wanted to add into that? Let's just make it, because it seems that there's two items on here, the paid firefighter's job and the equipment and maintenance. Mm-hmm. So I made a motion to bring the line item to 50,000, to keep it at 50,000. Mm-hmm. And why don't we just vote on that so we can bring up the other item in a separate way?
Well, if you want, I've done some calculations here that we can do it all changing specific items and make it just one vote. All right. Making motion to approve the fire protection budget based on the idea of hiring 3 new firefighters for a total of $341,007. That's based on the $113,669 per person. And then,
what was that total? I'm sorry?
$341,007. And then in the equipment and maintenance, we'll drop that down to $50,000 request. And that totals up to $1,521,007 for the fire protection budget.
$1,521,007.
Can I just ask, when you go down on 2, how does that go up? If you keep 50, and this one's changing from 176 per, you were putting the 3 people in here instead of 1 per person?
3.
All right.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Yes. So this 50,000 that's going down, is that on the stipulation? Like, he's not, if he gets stuck having to pay these repairs on the apparatus, no one's going to give him a hard time when he needs more money?
They haven't given me a hard time yet.
You can't give really a hard time. The town owes the money.
I can't argue it.
Okay.
You got to pay the bills. It's just a question of which line you come out of.
And town councilman, you were going back to say that should be paid by somebody else? Is that what?
That's got
to
be a separate motion.
Yeah.
No. This, we're in discussion, so I'm asking him. Didn't Commissioner Murphy?
I said if you want to make the recommendation, go ahead, but I'm not given an input on that today, who should pay for it. We'd have to talk about it more. But if you don't think that it should come out of his budget, then go ahead and
recommend that. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't asking for you to give any input. I thought he was asking you to go back to town council and bring that up.
If we make that recommendation, he would.
But you said to go ahead, and if you want to do that,
I said if you want to recommend it, go ahead, and we can.
He didn't give a recommendation.
Discuss, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Under discussion, I'm okay with the 50,000 in the equipment maintenance and repair line item, but I'm not okay with the addition of the 3 firefighters. I would like, I think we need to get more clarity from the finance director on the numbers, because I want to make sure that the numbers are accurate, and also I think there needs to be conversation what is financially best for the town in this particular instance, whether it be pay the overtime or not. Because you're looking at 341 grand for new firefighters, you're looking at 160 in overtime plus, but we're not even sure what that's going to be yet. We don't know that number. So I think that, in all fairness to us, we need to have the finance director tell us what the number is for overtime and what the number is for the new firefighters. So we can look at both and make an educated decision here on what's the best way to go. Because right now we're guessing because we don't have the numbers, the exact numbers. So I won't be supporting the motion on the new firefighters, not until I get the clarity and we make sure that we know we have accurate numbers in front of us. My opinion.
Well, I agree with Brian. I just want to know why she put it in there, $176,000. What did she see that nobody else saw? And, you know, this, what Tim handed out, or the fire marshal handed out, is going back to last year. That's a long time ago when they were in negotiations on this stuff. So, you know, even if we don't pass it and we move this along, we don't have to approve the fire protection part of it. And let the town council look at it and let them decide that, you know.
You can always ask for a special meeting.
Yeah.
And invite the finance director to that.
I could do that. You want to table it and do that? Sure.
So instead, maybe make a motion to, as we've already done, pass emergency management and the fire marshal.
Yeah.
Table this one, look for, and get a special meeting with the finance director to vet out these numbers to make sure we can make an accurate, informed decision.
I will withdraw my motion.
You second?
Sure.
Okay. So do you want to make that motion, Brian?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion.
We have time.
Yeah.
That's my issue. I'm going on record. I think we should have more paid firefighters. I think if we just, it needed to be in the budget to go forward. If you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. So if he went and turned around and asked for six, he's not getting six, but he'd get something. I don't want it to slide through that we're not requesting more firefighters. So by having a special meeting, this is not going through us until we talk about those numbers with the finance director, correct?
Right. I don't think you heard anybody here say they're not in favor of paid firefighters. You just wanted the numbers.
Oh, no, I did. I just needed to make sure it didn't get slid out there. This is the reason why I think we should ask for it. Whether we get it is another story.
Right. I think what Brian was saying is, you know, and that same thing, it's not that we're not in favor of it. I mean, again, I like to hear the number at 113. I don't like to hear the number at 170. So, you know, there's a big difference there.
It's tough, and I think you can't put a price on safety, but that's really how I feel right now. But we pulled it back. I agree with you. I look forward to listening to what the finance director says for the numbers.
Sarah, did you make that a motion?
All right. I'm going to make a motion that we table the, let's see, the fire protection budget, which is line item.
No, the whole thing.
108880,
and request a special meeting with the finance director to further discuss the figures in the budget as presented.
I'll second it.
Motion been made.
Oops.
Yes. Go ahead. We need to go back and take the other one off, which we had to vote. You two said yes.
We took it off.
Yeah, so we need to take a vote on that too. All those in favor of withdrawing these motions, say aye.
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 Okay. All set now?
Now repeat what you said.
My motion is to table the fire protection budget 10880 and request a special meeting with the finance director to further discuss the numbers requested or the appropriation requested.
He made a
second.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Favor?
Yes.
Stewart?
Commissioner Burns? Yes.
Thank you.
While you're up here, Paul, if I may, on your capital improvement budget.
Yes.
And you touched on it with the AEDs.
Yes.
We also talked about the 800. And again, my concern with that is now you've got, and I understand you can simulcast and all that nonsense, but again, we're going to have two different entities on two different frequencies, which kind of concerns me. I don't see in here your vehicles. Are those all also in Public Works as the police?
Okay. I submitted my vehicle for replacement through the Public Works Director. That'll be coming with him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
Thanks, Paul.
We have animal control, or is that under police?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to. Dave, Lieutenant Radford, are you going to talk on the dog warden's budget?
He said no.
Okay.
Done by the previous.
Yeah, whatever she had done, she did and completed prior to her leaving. I never saw it.
So we don't have a budget for the animal.
No, it was submitted already.
Yeah, they've got it.
But not by lieutenant.
Okay. All right.
I haven't even seen it, so I couldn't speak up.
The concern that I have about this budget is. It may not be an accurate budget based on what happens in the future. So if we do pass it at 98,948, that budget may have to be amended based on the action taken by town council or the taxpayers or whoever takes it, which probably going to, I'm sure it's going to increase with the new facility or bigger facility. So. That's the one thing I'm concerned about. This is not an accurate budget.
No, I agree with you completely, but unfortunately, until something happens there, this is what we got.
I just want to get it on the record that it is not accurate at this point. Or it's accurate at this point, it may not be in the future. I'm sorry. I'll restate that.
Do you want to submit it at that number?
Yeah, I mean, I'll make a motion that we accept the animal control budget 10850 in the amount of 98,948.
948?
Yes, ma'am.
Can we have
a second?
Any other discussion? Roll call vote?
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
All favor. And we can't do the building inspector.
No, don't have any. Okay. But we do have our budget, the Public Safety Commission budget.
You've got private duty budget also.
Yeah.
Since we don't have anything from the building department, we'll have to just
table
it. See, table, and maybe we can get something
at the special meeting.
During the special meeting, maybe we can just go back and look at the old one. And
sure.
Trying to figure out the best we can. If nobody's going to make a budget for them, I don't know.
Have you got any thoughts on that?
The building? No, I think it's a good idea. Bring it to the special meeting and just prepare the finance director for what she needs to bring.
Okay.
We've also got Public Safety Commission, 10860.
Let's make that up. Motion.
Yeah.
Commissioner Stewart was bringing up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I mean, really,
you got 10842, which is private duty.
Yeah.
The fire marshal and the police department.
Yep. Public Safety Commission budget is really paying Gloria's salary. And.
Can we give her a raise?
Yes.
I think we should.
You do. You don't get a vote.
She's waiting for a motion.
I know, right?
Well, adopted this year was 1,000.
Last year,
that
that's
was expended, what so we should probably bump this to 15.
At least.
Well, based on the expenditure from 2023. At $1,413, and the 2024 adopted is only $1,000. I would recommend that we increase the budget by $500 and take it up to $1,500. Other than her salary, there are no other expenses. So.
goes part-time.
All right. You want to make that motion?
I make a motion that we approve it at $1,500, line item 10860.
Second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
What? Probably won't put you in a new tax bracket anyway. So,
line item 10840, which is a private duty budget, which is police private duty and fire marshal private duty. Both of those have decreased. On the police side, you went down 150,000. Is there a, what drove that decrease?
Special duty overtime for the police department is very fluid. It depends. There's no way. It's a revolving account, basically. We bill out, and an outside entity pays it in. It depends on how much they contract us, how much we work. Some years we go year-round working utility jobs or whatever it may be, and some years we don't. So it's whatever it ends up, it ends up.
Do you feel that going down $150,000, do you feel that will you can
that
support
number,
that coming this coming year?
That number is like our grand overtime number. It's a revolving door. Okay. What we work and the town pays us, they get reimbursed. So it's
okay.
Whatever you put it at, you can put it at a dollar and it's not going to matter.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay.
No, I didn't know how it works. So I just want to make sure we're good. You've got enough money to take care of it.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Is that the same with you, Paul?
Yes, a vendor paid account.
Okay. Perfect. All right, I'll make a motion. We accept private duty budget 10840 in the amount in the amount of $451,500.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Perkins?
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart?
Yes.
Commissioner Murphy?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes. Should be it.
That should be it, I believe.
Well, we have one more motion to make. Or are we going to wait until after the special meeting on the discussion of the maintenance repairs?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do that same day.
Okay.
Everybody, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make that motion?
14.
Under what?
No, we don't. Yeah. We have 14 now?
Yeah.
Remarks from the public on non-agenda items only. 3 minutes. Remarks from the public, non-agenda items.
Hi. Matt Suarez, 18 Cranberry Drive. There was a comment made this evening about how accountability at firegrounds is pretty much non-existent. I'd like to disagree wholeheartedly with that. While we do struggle at times, the last few calls that I was at, when the RIT team showed up and they said, who do you got and where are they? There was no doubt in where anybody was in the structure. Guys might be running amok out on the street. I don't care about them. I care about the ones in the house. So I take that a little personally. But as far as the radios go for the career staff, I don't see that as an issue. You know, having them grab one off an engine or whatever when they come on shift, what's it, in reality, what's the difference if they have their own radio? You know, they're more likely to be accountable and take care of that radio because it's their radio and they don't want to have to go to the boss and say, I broke my radio, I lost my radio. So I'm all for that. And I didn't plan on speaking about any of that tonight, but I was going to come up here and talk about something that the Public Safety Commission could do to push something through to the town council. Shoveling of sidewalks in town. I bought my house where sidewalk starts in my driveway and goes all the way to the high school. There is no requirement for that sidewalk to be shoveled by the residents that it passes by. The requirement reads, the town statute reads that sidewalk on 32 from 2A to the casino will be shoveled, and that's it. I've talked to most of my neighbors along the way between my house and the school because I have a teenage daughter that walks to and from school. Most of them have gotten on board and started shoveling their sidewalks, but there's a couple holdouts that don't. And I would like to see, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I know the vast majority of town does not have sidewalks, but those of us that do, we bought that house because of that sidewalk. I didn't realize, I was naive. I thought, hey, you know, everywhere I've lived, you got to shovel your damn sidewalk. So I'd just like to see that, see if we can get that statute updated, you know, so that people have to take care of the sidewalks in front of their property. And that's it.
I know that's always been an issue in Oakdale Heights, especially. Uh-huh.
But nobody wants to address it.
Any other remarks, non-agenda items? Any other remarks from the public, non-agenda? Any other remarks from the public, non-agenda items? Hearing none. We will move on to item 15, remarks from the mayor.
Thank you. First, I want to welcome Commissioner Baker on board here. Thank you. You've already shown that you are a contributor, and I appreciate that. I'm sure everybody here appreciates that. I'm sure our community will appreciate that. I want to commend Chief Turner for his for acting quickly by authorizing the air quality testing at the Company One Firehouse. Hopefully we'll be able to get that issue resolved as quickly. I'm happy to announce the return of the police log on the town website. If you visit it, you'll see that January's numbers are in there. And I think you're talking about accountability. I think people will see how busy they are, and they are busy. And anybody has any questions about a particular item that they might see on there, there's a case number. All they got to do is call up and, you know, inquire about it. The animal control facility, the inquiry continues. I've asked a architectural firm for a needs assessment study on the existing facility, not to expand it, but to just find out what it would cost to get it off the naughty list for the state. And I don't know if they understood what I was trying to get at, because they wanted to charge me $20,000 for the assessment study. So I got to go back to them and try to look at that further. I haven't got any information yet from New London on the sharing of services, and there it will require an expansion. We're not talking about them having enough room, because they don't have enough room. And that's right from their mayor and all of the public works people that are involved in the animal control facility. I took part in a webinar last week with Senator Murphy and Blumenthal's office on some federal funding. There may be some federal funding in 2025 to help us further the new facility. The problem with that approach is all of the bids that we've got will probably be no good by then. We're still exploring every possibility, every option. We've gotten into talks with BOSRA for them to share our services, which would increase our chances of getting the community investment fund that we've applied for. I spoke with Kevin, Representative Ryan, on where we stand with that, and there's been no movement on that grant. But we're adding information to it, which should help us. As far as the comment on the sidewalks, this is one benefit to being one of the elderly people here, been around the longest. I remember when we approached this subject quite a few years ago. And right now, the ordinance applies only to commercial property for clearing the sidewalks. And they have, I want to say it's 24 hours before they're required to do it. So, you know, it isn't something that they're going to jump right out there and clear the sidewalks on the commercial property. Residential, we tried to do that, and you would have thought that we were asking for their firstborn. There was such resistance to expanding on that sidewalk ordinance to require the residents to clear their sidewalks, it was dropped. I'll just leave it there. And I know, if we try to do it again, the same thing will happen. We will be strongly opposed. But, you know, if someone wants to bring that out again, I'll support it. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And remarks from the Town Council liaison.
Yeah, I just want to thank everyone for sharing, the fire chiefs and police for sharing your guys' budget. Thanks for the information and the transparency, and we appreciate it. You guys took on the commission, thank you. Like I said last meeting, we do take your recommendations seriously, so appreciate your time and effort for all this, and we will take it into account. Thank you.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Baker?
Well, I'd just like to thank the public safety team, because there is no I in team, but that includes police and fire, for all their hard work, dedication, and their protection to the taxpayers of Montville is certainly appreciated.
Thank you, Commissioner Perkins.
No.
Thank you, Commissioner Stewart.
Well, I think we did a fairly good job on budgets. Some years it's been just a rubber stamp, and I think we're looking at them, we're learning. All we can do. Be safe out there.
I agree with you, Commissioner Stewart. You know, these budgets, they're never easy to do. One thing the police department is a really a big expense on the town. The voters, I think, knew that when they approved this, the police department. And, we have to support it and support what they do. Know that people, there are going to be people out there who are not going to be happy with any increase. I don't care if you raised it a nickel. You could cut it a nickel and they wouldn't be happy. But, we have to be prepared for that. And, I'm sure that, there's a couple of questions that we have to ask ourselves about the paid firefighters that the town wants to, put on these three guys, and what was said, where it was said, and how much it's going to cost. And if that's the case, what it is, it is what it is, and not a lot you can do about it. That's what's in their contract, and it was agreed upon by the town. We'd have to act on that. I am going to ask the town to look at, which I have a question about, the paid firefighters that work at volunteer stations as paid firefighters over there. Because my concern is, and I happened to catch an article on this that happened, was what happens if guy works Montville and then tomorrow he goes works at another fire station out of town, has a heart attack? Who pays? Who pays the freight? Is it going to be Montville because he worked here 24 hours prior? Or is it going to be the town that he is basically working per diem at? And I think that's a question that the town of Montville needs to look at, because we have a lot of guys, and I don't mean to tick them off, but the town of Montville's interest has to come first. That if one of those guys has a heart attack or they get killed in the line of duty, heart attack, or whatever the case may be, but especially a medical condition, and if it's in a 24-hour period from the time they get off shift, and they go somewhere else, and they have a heart attack, and they die, who is responsible to pay? You think the town of Basel is going to want to kick up that money? No, they're going to come after the guy with the deepest pockets, which is going to be Montville. And I do think that we should have some type of ruling from our attorney on that to find out exactly who would be responsible, God forbid that one of these guys become sick or have to retire or whatever. Is Montville going to be on the hook while they're working in another town. And I think that's something that we should look at before it gets something happens. I know there is some case studies out there, case law, and that's why I'm bringing it up, because I think that they should look at it. Ask for a motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.